Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is one of the lines that we're going to give Don Bailey Jr. for Saturday's Canes game, right? These eyes.
These eyes.
Isn't that from Superbad? Is that the movie? Is that that's the song,
cry every night. For you.
The middle part, right?
Yeah. It's not at the beginning.
I don't even remember this part.
Right? Isn't this the song
long
that they asked him to sing?
You.
Yeah, we're going to give him a line from this.
Again.
Doesn't it speed up? Dun.
Am I thinking of the right song?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. You know the words. I got it. I'm asking,
yes,
you
yes.
know, is this the song?
Yes.
Like, you see the way he was singing? Like, that was so creepy. He was, like, looking at us. And as I would ask a question,
he's like
got this emo look on his face, and he's like just not answering because he's in the moment. But what moment are you in?
Something with y'all.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. For those of you that weren't listening in the 2 o'clock hour when we do the local hour, our own affiliate manager, Dan Day, doesn't listen. He's not able to listen during the local hour because he's got stuff going on his station. But I spent a good 5 minutes just tearing you apart, Dan, for that awful movie recommendation, Lay the Favorite. That was awful movie.
Yeah, I was a little nervous you started talking about Superbad. I'm like, I am not the one to even be talking about movies today after I laid the favorite on you yesterday.
I mean, unbelievable. He's like, you're going to like this movie. It's about gambling. It's Bruce Willis. There's hot girls. Like, it was so flipping bad. Like, you liked it?
Well, I'm thinking this. Hot women, Bruce Willis, gambling, Las Vegas, sports. It's right up Mark Hockman's alley.
And yes. No, it's got all. It's got the recipe. It just happened to be, I'm not kidding you, it climbed immediately. Number one worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And I don't think there's anything I could ever see that'll top it.
Because you like gambling. It's when people tell me to watch Wildcats
right,
with Goldie Hawn.
The expectation is there because you're like, yeah.
Yeah, because it's football. Yeah. Same way. Like, you like to gamble, so watch the gambling movie.
Yeah.
Dan, he said it was bad, bro.
I mean, bad. Anyway, we have a ton of stuff to get to because John Michael's going to join us. I got to give out the code word for this hour.
I kind of feel bad giving Dan a hard time.
Well, it was funny. So I don't text with Dan Day on a regular basis. Sometimes when he's filling in as a producer, I'll text with him. But we don't text on a regular basis. But I had asked him several weeks ago. He had told me in the hallway, hey, you got to watch this movie. You got to watch it. So I said, text me the title. So I had a text thread with him because he had put Solana on it as well. So I haven't texted him in 2-3 weeks. Last night, you know, like 12 midnight, just a text randomly pops up on the thread from me. Worst effing movie I've ever seen. Like, I couldn't contain myself. And I do too. I don't have the relationship with Dan Day to be like screwing with him. But I couldn't believe that I had sat through that thing for a couple of hours.
Just smiling.
I know.
You know, I owe you an hour and a half of your life back, so maybe one of these days. I was stumbling in at like 2 in the morning. I got that text. I was like, oh, great. This is the perfect nightcap.
So funny, man.
Out of town.
Here's your code word for this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is sand. Sand, S-A-N-D. Text the word sand right now to 72881, and you've got a chance to win $1,000. Text SAND right now, 72881. We don't have a winner yet from this round of giveaways on our show.
No.
So you got to get to texting. 72881, text the word SAND. Your next chance will be at 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. All right, let me get headlines here because I want to talk about some of the stuff that's probably going to be in his headlines. So, Alejandro Solana, quickly, let's get some headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Here in Miami, the big news, Josh Rosen is no longer the starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start this Sunday for the Dolphins in Buffalo.
Caught a lot of people off guard. I think Brian Flores was pretty adamant that Josh Rosen was going to be the starter the remainder of the year. And we kind of thought after a couple games where Fitzpatrick got benched, like, yeah, that'll be the end of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Flores came up in the Patriots where, like, you make a decision, you stick with it.
Right. Malcolm Butler.
Yes.
Like to me, that was, like, it didn't matter that they were losing the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick had made a decision. I am not playing Malcolm Butler. He wasn't playing Malcolm Butler.
But he's not in the team situation to be that way.
Right.
I kind of feel bad for him.
Right. He wants to do that.
He wants to be Belichickian.
And maybe one day he will be equivalent to Bill Belichick, but it's a whole different. I mean, ask Matt Patricia and who was that little dude that went on to coach the Jets and the Browns?
And then ran back. McDaniels ran
back. No. Oh, okay. Eric Mangini. Wasn't Eric Mangini with Belichick at one point?
He was the first person I saw with veneers that didn't know how they worked.
He's got veneers?
You remember when he first got his teeth fixed?
No.
Are
they like giant veneers?
They were gigantic, and he couldn't talk with them. It was the funniest thing in the world.
Because I think once you get the veneers, you're stuck with them, right? Because don't they shave your teeth down to nubs to put the veneers over them?
They've tried to pitch me veneers.
You don't want to get veneers?
Hell no.
You would look so funny with a big white smile.
Goofy-ass teeth in my mouth. No, thank you. I'll stick with my chihuahua.
What else you got there in the headlines, Solana?
You probably sound like this with the veneers.
Every life deserves.
Whoa. Well done. He told us nothing works back there, yet somehow he managed to get that from 3 minutes ago. Let me hear that again. Crowder saying you deserve.
Every life deserves.
Whoa. You can't click softer? It was like click, 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 click. Why'd you have to click four things to get to that?
Because it requires four clicks to
play
something.
Really? It requires four clicks to play that on the air?
Which is why you throw me in a bad spot when you call for things every 3 seconds.
Well, I didn't know that you had to go through four clicks. You played it. I said play it again. I thought it was just up there.
You know, the radio producing job has just gotten so much harder back here.
Somehow yesterday you had a sound that, what was the sound yesterday? Was it
I am a man.
Yeah. How do you have Oswald
Cobblepot?
How's that? So, I didn't hear any clicks with Oswald Cobblepot. Why is that?
Oswald Cobblepot is one of our top two
sound bites. Why is that one ready to go at all times?
We also have this one at any time.
You think you tough.
Officer Coffee?
Yeah.
Now that I understand, Turner Davidson. But how do you have Oswald Cobblepot ready to go at a moment's notice? All right, what other headlines you got, Solana?
Also, Ryan Tannehill will start for Tennessee. They play the Chargers at home, so it looks like Ryan Tannehill is once again a franchise quarterback.
Hey, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have the Delanie Walker sound? Can you get that? Delanie Walker, tight end for the Titans. Did you hear what he had to say about Ryan Tannehill?
Yes.
This is great. I don't know how well you can hear it because it was kind of like done on a phone or something. This is Delanie Walker talking about his new quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan was an elite quarterback in this league, not no longer than a year ago. I mean, he can take over a team, he can make plays, control the offense. I mean, I've seen him do it in Miami, so I don't know what situation it's going to be, but soon enough we'll all find.
Yeah, it's going to be 500 is the situation.
He didn't say elite.
Elite.
I think he said eat meat quarterback. Because it was.
He's an eat meat quarterback.
Yeah,
they should have followed up. Do you mean a carnivore?
Omnivore. He likes veggies too.
He says Ryan Tannehill was an elite quarterback just a year or so ago in this league. I mean, maybe when you're following Marcus Mariota, maybe you are elite if you're Ryan Tannehill.
But when I first got in the radio, people used to give me hell because they had a clip of me saying Chad Henne's something special. When you get a new guy on your team, he walks in, you're trying to get your new guy feeling good about himself.
So what you're saying is when Delanie Walker is doing radio 5 years from now, someone's going to play the sound of him calling Ryan Tannehill elite.
And he's going to say, oh, man, I was trying to give him a little self-esteem. But the craziest thing is, that we admit to our radio interception.
Absolutely.
So now if we throw a radio touchdown, we need some credit too. We both told you that Ryan Tannehill is going to take Marcus Mariota's job.
Yep.
As soon as they traded and we knew it.
Because you know he's a hell of a practice quarterback, first of all, and he happens to be a good leader. I think he's a good leader guy. Like, and obviously, I mean, Titans offense was not doing anything behind Mariota anyway. I probably would have made the same decision.
Yep.
But I think they'll go .500 for the rest of the season.
Limited mistakes, couple big games, couple okay games. Tannehill's never going to throw 5-6 picks in a game.
No.
He's not going to give you a Jameis. He'll never give you a Jameis game.
Yep.
That's the thing. That's how I knew Ryan Tannehill was going to start as soon as they traded him, because Mariota will give you a 3-4 pick game. Ryan Tannehill, he'll give you a 160-yard performance, but he's not going to go four, five, six
on
picks
on 27 completions.
Yep. He'll throw 100 bubble screens now.
You have any more headlines, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Zach Lowe was talking to Jeff Van Gundy on his podcast. It's called The Lowe Post. Yesterday, he mentioned the possibility of a Heat-Raptors trade for Kyle Lowry. He threw out a name like Goran Dragic, some filler money, and an asset, and he mentions Justice Winslow as that asset.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not certain why Toronto would do that. I was confused by the whole thing, but I don't know if they're just spitballing there, if there's actually something there.
I don't like Kyle Lowry.
Anything else? He walks bow-legged, too.
Yeah, and he got a little woman booty.
Yeah, he walks bow-legged and the butt sticks out. What else you got? Anything?
He's got that chariot.
He do. Kyle Lowry.
He's
thick.
Pulling a rickshaw.
he's thick, man.
What else you got, Solana?
And finally, a cosmetic surgeon used an old Greek formula to determine the most beautiful woman in the world, Bella Hadid.
Really?
What is that?
Bella Hadid, sister is Gigi Hadid.
That's who Leonardo DiCaprio dated, right?
Yeah, two supermodels. She's followed by Beyonce, of course, Amber Heard, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift.
All right, there you go. You have weather, Solana? You looking at
I ain't with that Bella Hadid.
Bella Hadid, no?
She's not. She's pretty, but she's the.
Well, I don't like it when they're all made up.
Yeah, the baddest thing in the world.
See more a natural shot, yeah. I have to imagine.
Yeah, I'm more of a Gigi fan.
Yeah. What else? Weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. You can expect a 90% chance it doesn't rain. Tonight's low will drop to 75.
Gigi Hadid?
You can expect a 90% chance it doesn't rain?
90% chance it doesn't rain because there's a 10% chance it will rain.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Jeez, her sister guy. You like Gigi better than Bella?
I like Gigi. I'm more of a Gigi guy. No. Better personality.
Gigi got that baby little face.
No, look at her on a beach sometime with Leonardo DiCaprio.
See,
they're
I'm not talking about all them people. Yeah, now Leo something.
They are both beautiful.
I'd have never let him drown off that door.
here, get yourself some door.
I'd have gave him some of that
get
door.
Get yourself some door.
Your big pretty ass up here.
All right, did you give the sponsor?
Taylor Swift behind Beyonce. The Swifties can't be happy about that. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park for the best poker promotions in South Florida. Visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Taylor got hit the buffet.
She's too skinny?
Way too thin.
She wears those very high shorts, skirts and stuff. That's not my look.
She needs calories in her life.
I feel very comfortable also giving people fashion advice. It's one of the disconnects that I have.
Man, them cargo shorts are nice.
Banging today. They are banging.
You got them? Are you ironing them?
Yeah, you need something in a pocket? I got you. You need anything held in a pocket?
You got pockets?
I got six or seven pockets right here.
Ooh.
Whatever you need, man. I got you. John Michaels is going to join us next. He is a radio host in Atlanta, but more importantly, he's a huge Miami Hurricanes fan, a Hurricanes expert, if you will. And we always have him on after Hurricanes losses, so it's only fair to have him on after a victory so that he can crow a little bit about the Hurricanes. Then we have to talk about Nicosi Perry being named as starter. I want to talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, because we're in hurricane season. There's a little more activity again all of a sudden. You know, hurricane season is not over. It's only October 16th right now. Look, BNT, that's the company my wife and I use for our home. Great feeling when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed and protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the way to go. So they come out to the house and they showed us which PGT custom windows and doors would be best for us. They do the installation, then wow, what a difference. Even when we were getting ready for Dorian, just having those PGT custom windows and doors makes everything easier. You just feel more secure. I rave about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. You will as well if you use them. So don't just listen to me talk about them every day. Make that phone call, set an appointment so they can come out to your house, give you an estimate. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Talking some hurricanes with John Michaels next on Hockman and Crowder. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever. Let's do this. John Michaels is on the line. We're going to talk some hurricanes with him. You can hear every Miami Hurricanes game on our sister station, 560 The Joe, if you're listening to us on 790 right now. If you're listening on 560 The Joe, then it's not our sister station. It's on this station. Hard to navigate a simulcast sometimes. Hurricanes football on The Joe is sponsored by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota and Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall, and by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE.
I have to tell you about the new beer at Funky Buddha, man. They have a low-calorie IPA. Guys, I know how it is. I love the beer, but you know, you got to drink 6, 10, 12, whatever you're drinking.
I was just doing
dudes.
A natural pause before I got to John Michaels. I would have gotten you into the Funky Buddha commercial a little bit better.
Sitting at your damn computer.
I honestly was doing like a dramatic pause to bring on John Michaels.
But I had to do it
I wouldn't have left you flopping around like that, like a fish.
It's okay. The Chant IPA, only 99 calories. IPA still has the hoppy. It's still delicious. We were drinking it out at the Panthers watch party the other day.
We're going to be at the BB&T Center Tuesday doing our show, and we're going to be at Funky Buddha Tap Room right at 6:01.
Ryan, Casey, please make sure some Chant IPA is downstairs at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. I will enjoy it, but it is delicious. And a 99-calorie IPA, I've never heard of it, but a lot of things you never hear of come from Funky Buddha.
They end up being great.
I'm telling you
and
something.
And if you
else.
Go to the tap room and get those Yucatats. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness.
Trust me. All right, John Michaels.
New gloves
is there.
Off.
I was
gloves
doing
off.
2.0.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
John Michaels, which I was giving you a dramatic pause, is a radio host heard nationally on SB Nation Radio. And you can hear him in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. And he's a contributor to State of the U. And you can follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. And he is here right now. Hello, John.
I love the fact that, you know, guys that have worked in radio for a long time, we know sometimes you got to do a dramatic pause and then you get to the guest. Those football guys are so eager just to jump in. But I'm proud of you, Channing. You get the read in. You got the sponsor in. Everybody's happy. We know about your Funky Buddha.
I kind of want to flag him, though, for offsides. I feel like he jumped the snap.
No, hell no. If Chan IPA, you hear it, John. I got to get it off.
I think he jumped the snap on that one, John.
Yeah, you know, it'd be better than his Gators last week who didn't cover anybody. I mean, there's still LSU receivers running wide open. You think I wasn't going to take a chance to go after the Gators after I heard all this smack talk from all their fans?
Bring it.
Oh, it was nice to see
Bring
them go
it, John.
Down. My wife grew up in Louisiana, so I told her, I said, tonight you can cheer for LSU. You get it for one night, then get back to your orange and green like you belong with. But it was nice to see. Florida couldn't cover anybody. I thought they were DBU.
I thought
because
so, too.
Because they don't look like DBU to me.
That damn Joe Burrow's special, though, man.
Is that not the most amazing turnaround you've seen in college football? Think about going into last year's opener against Miami. We all thought, and I fell victim to it, oh, he's a game manager. He can't throw. Boy, LSU and Ed Orgeron decided, look, we're going to open up the offense and make it 2019 all over. And this kid's a Heisman. He might be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy right now.
Yeah, I wonder when the conversation starts happening, you know, about the number one overall pick and quarterbacks and Heismans. Joe Burrow, has he put up a stinker yet this season?
No.
I don't think he's put up a single stinker.
He's the offense, like yeah. John's saying. Yeah. He was just handing the ball off last year. He is the offense this year.
He went 21 to 24. Florida does have a good defense. I'll give him credit where it's due. Every time they needed a play, he made a play, and he was putting the ball literally – it was like he was handing it off, but 20 yards down the field, the way he was throwing the rock on Saturday night.
All right. Well, John Michaels, again, you can hear him in Atlanta, 680 The Fan. You can hear him nationally, SB Nation Radio. We've had you on after a couple of Hurricanes losses or maybe like a poor performance after Central Michigan. But I wanted to make sure we had you on this week after what I consider to be a really good Canes win. What's your take on Friday night's victory over number 20 UVA?
It felt like they turned the corner, and maybe it's me being a homer, maybe it's me reading into it with as much positivity as I can, but I watched Miami's defense for the first time all year. That looked like the Canes' defense. Yeah, they bent. Yeah, Virginia moved the ball, but when it got down crunch time and you needed to stop, guys made stops. I also watched an offense not self-implode. Nkosi Perry did a great job navigating pressure. They only got sacked three times, which – it's terrible to say that he only got sacked three times, but in this year, that seems like a great accomplishment. But they felt like they had real swagger again. They felt like they had real determination. And whatever Manny Diaz, and I heard DJ Williams had made a speech somewhere throughout the week to the team, whatever they said to those guys, they need to take it and put it in a syringe and inject every one of the Miami players literally before every game. That looked like a Miami team that we should have seen all year. And the frustrating part for me, had they played like that the entire year, they're at worst 5-1 right now. The Florida game was a toss-up. I thought they played hard and pretty well in that game. But those other two games, you had no business losing to Virginia Tech and North Carolina. They should be a 5-1 football team right now. And that's where, as a big Miami guy like I am, I'm frustrated that you didn't see that effort until Virginia came to town a couple of days ago.
And, John, defensively, we talked about this earlier in the week. It's not like Manny jumped in and got in exotic blitzes or tried to, you know, throw the house at him. It just seemed like they were more stout. What did you see with the change with Manny being more a part of defense? What really did you see out there on Saturday?
It looked like guys doing their assignments. And that in this defense, yeah, there are going to be times that people are left out to dry because you are sending pressure. But I watched D tackles get great penetration. Nesta Silvera was shoving guys into the backfield. Greg Russo, why was this kid not starting from the get-go, getting unbelievable pressure off the edge? And for the first game all year, Michael Pinckney and Shaq Quarterman looked like senior linebackers that you could depend on. Then you had guys like Amari Carter before he was unjustly ejected in the game. He made plays. Gervin Hall makes the play of the game on the third down by the goal line where he runs Bryce Perkins out of bounds. It was simply guys trusting each other and being where they're supposed to be. And I think one of the things we've lost throughout the year, how important it was to have Sheldrick Redwine, Jaquan Johnson, Michael Jackson, three guys in the secondary that you knew last year, no matter how bad everything else was going, those guys were going to be where they were supposed to be. I finally saw that on Friday night, a defense that was where it was supposed to be.
And having Manny Diaz involved in the defense as well, put his name in there too.
Well, I think it was accountability. You know, when your head coach comes back and goes, wait a second, you guys are screwing up, and I'm now going to come watch you. It's like, you know, when your teacher goes away and the sub's in there, and we all joke and we laugh, and then the teacher walks in and looks around the corner, and you go, oh, crap, he's watching. I think that's what it was with the defense. Manny Diaz made these guys accountable again. Like, wait a second, we set a standard for 3 years of being one of the four or five best defenses in all of college football. I don't care how many kids we graduated, we still have a ton of talent there. And I think Manny coming in, I think it made some of these guys look in the mirror and go, dude, we've got 7 or 8 games left, potentially as Miami Hurricanes. We need to go out there and play like that. You mean something to us.
John Michaels is with us, longtime radio host. Manny Diaz announced today Nkosi Perry will start against Georgia Tech Saturday at noon. If they were both healthy and complete, and I think they are, if you had your druthers, who's your starter for the remainder of the season?
You know, I said at the beginning of the year, and I don't like to be a hypocrite, I said if Jaron was the starter, he should be the starter. Well, he got hurt, allegedly, and I'm gonna believe that he was actually hurt, and that's why he was pulled. There are times when you get hurt, you can lose your job. And in a week and a half or a week and three quarters, Nakosi Perry looks like he gives Miami something different than Jaren in the passing game. And that's the fact that he's not afraid to use his legs to pull it down. Think about the touchdown that wins the game. It's third down. They're at the three-yard line. Virginia's bringing hella pressure. And Nakosi steps up, sticks his head down, and goes, I'm getting in the end zone. I don't think Jaren makes that play. While Jaren may be more accurate, while Jaren may eventually be the better quarterback, I think with today's team, with a crap offensive line, and the fact that they need some plays down the field maybe to alleviate all these teams stacking the box against them, I think Nakosi's got to be the guy. But now it needs to be, if he's starting this week at home against Georgia Tech, your two games after that are at Pitt and at Florida State. Nakosi needs to be the guy. He cannot play flip-flop the rest of the year.
I was just going to ask you that, John, because it seems like, you know, when they're surprised and go in the game, they play better. Is it a problem to be the hot hand quarterback, whoever's looking better? Or, like you're saying, if a team, it can't stop a running quarterback, now Nakosi plays a little more than Jaren. You don't like that approach?
No, I don't want them both going in, because I think it turns into what we had last year, guys being unsure of themselves. Rozier was in, and then he gets pulled for Nakosi. Then Nakosi starts the next week, and he's pulled for Rozier. Channing, I would do this. Now, if they have set packages that we're going to run this for Jaren, and Nakosi's going to do the other 75%, if that's set and the guys know it going into the week of preparation, I'm okay with that. I just don't like it. I know Florida's done a really good job with those packages, and I can't believe this is two compliments for Florida in one interview. Like, I might need to go suck on gas somewhere. But Kyle Trask and Emory Jones, they've done a really good job. This guy comes in then, the other guy comes in at a different time. If Manny wants to do that with Jaren and Nakosi, I'm okay with it. The problem there is I don't think the two of them are that much different. Like, Kyle Trask is a pocket passer. Emory Jones brings the wild card, can run and do everything like that. Jaren and Nakosi are kind of the same. Nikosi's a little more mobile and has a better arm. Jaren's a little more accurate. So I don't necessarily want to do that. I want one guy to be the hot guy and roll with him the rest of the year. Hell, you're not winning a national title anyway. Start preparing for next year. Get one of the two of these guys ready.
I got to ask you an NFL question before we end it. John Michaels is with us. You were the sideline reporter for the Atlanta Falcons radio network for many years. The Dolphins are bad, but they're supposed to be. What are the Falcons?
Here's exactly what they are. They're the worst team in the NFL that's actually trying to win a game. Like, they go out every week and want to win a football game. They spent an entire week in Arizona. They went and saw the Joker together. They sang Kumbaya. I think they had peyotes out in the desert, whatever it was, to get them to come together. And then they lost to the Arizona Cardinals. They're the worst team that's trying to win games, and it's sad because if you really dig into the Falcons' cap space, they are hamstrung for years. Matt's getting a huge contract, and he deserves it. Julio's got a huge contract. He deserves it. Grady Jarrett, Deion Jones, they've paid all of these guys, and they're 1-5. Their next four games are Rams, Seahawks, Saints, Panthers. The Falcons, mark my word, will be a 1-9 football team, and there's a good chance Thomas Dimitroff, our general manager, and Dan Quinn, our head coach, don't make it to the end of the year. The only reason they have a chance to make it to the end of the year, Arthur Blank is the most loyal owner in the NFL, and he doesn't like to disrupt stuff that way. Outside of that, Dan Quinn would have been fired 2 weeks ago. It sucks to watch a team that had Super Bowl aspirations faceplant the way the Falcons
That's
have.
The crazy part, because we all expected this season, but you guys had Super Bowl aspirations. That's great. I mean, you have a talent-laden roster. It's crazy. Are people tired of Matt Ryan?
Oh, God, yeah. They want to run Matt Ryan out of town here, which is utterly ridiculous. He leads the league in, like, passing yards, second in touchdowns. I mean, he's having a tremendous year, yet they're 1-5. Last week, he throws four touchdowns over 300 yards, and they lose the football game. What more do you want from Matt Ryan? This town will appreciate Matt Ryan when they're stuck starting somebody like Ryan Tannehill. That's when they'll realize, oh, crap, we had somebody great for a long time and we never appreciate it.
But, damn, John, I watched that Houston game. I don't know if Matt Ryan can score 60 in a game. They gave up 53 points on defense.
They gave up 36 to the Arizona Cardinals. I can name one receiver on the Cardinals, really, for the last decade. That's Larry Fitzgerald. He's 113. I don't know anybody on their team other than Kyler Murray. They gave up 36 to that team. Their defense, I promise. I play 6-on-6 indoor flag football. We could cover the Cardinals with our 6 guys better than the Falcons did with their 11.
They put that on Red Zone. I'll watch that, man. Oh, I got to give love before you get out of here. We didn't even talk about the new kicker. What's his name? Davidson.
Turner Davidson.
Turner Davidson. He's a hero.
He's awesome, and he wore Michael Irvin's number. How cool is that to see a kid at number 47?
The new playmaker.
I don't know if you guys have seen the memes yet. You know, they say he looked like McLovin.
Yes.
So they now call him McKickin.
McKickin. We're rooting for him. We love it. All right. John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U, and you can catch him on SB Nation Radio all over the country. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
Always enjoy talking Canes with John Michaels. He brings the passion. Passion. I'm going to bring you passion about All-American Roofing. And there's some activity again. I was talking about this earlier. You know, you turn on the news. South Florida, like, the first thing is always weather, right? They go right to weather. If you're thinking about your house, you're thinking about your roof, you're thinking about storms, first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All-American Roofing. Now, if you've already noticed a roof leak, you got to get that taken care of. You don't want that to become a real disaster. If you've lost a roof tile here and there over the last few hurricane seasons, and then we went through the wake-up call that was Hurricane Dorian for a lot of people, look, you're probably thinking about it, and you don't want to take a chance on your roof. All-American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. Whether you need a brand new roof, just a repair, estimates are always free, and they use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family, because your home is probably your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Very momentous occasion for the Hockman and Crowder radio program. I will share with you what it is next on Hockman and Crowder. This hour of Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Tomorrow we're going to be at Offerdahl's on Las Olas. And John Offerdahl is going to join us. And if you come out there, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off, which is a great event. That's in when? November, I think, in the Pompano Beach Amphitheater?
Yes.
That's in November at Pompano Beach Amphitheater. And John Offerdahl will be with us tomorrow. So we're going to do the show tomorrow, 2 till 6 at Offerdahl's on Las Olas. And then the following Thursday, we'll be at the Offerdahl's on Military Trail in Boca Raton. So we're going to do a couple of little Offerdahl's off the grill broadcasts, and we'll have a little bit of fun. And
the food is delicious.
The food's delicious. And if you come out there, again, you have a chance to win tickets for this Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off. It's November 9th. I'm looking at it right now. November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater, and it is a great event. Raise a lot of money for charity, and just a really fun afternoon.
And I'm a win.
You always compete.
Oh yeah, I'm always up there.
And he hobnobs, man.
Yeah,
he's out there shaking hands.
It's a restaurant and a wine or a alcoholic beverage. They matched up with a Dolphin alumni. So it's the interaction of the alumni and the food and the drink all put together.
And you really do. And so what happens is then the judges always, then they go to this big tent and they put in their votes or whatever. But Channing is out there. He's running an election.
Ooh, I'm shuffling now. I know how to make people feel nice about themselves.
So I told you in the last segment that we had something that we were proud of on the Hockman and Crowder radio program. I tweeted this out right as John Michaels was coming on with us in the last segment. But we are very proud to share that the Hockman and Crowder podcast has eclipsed 1 million downloads.
Woo-hoo!
For 2019 so far.
1 million downloads.
Hey! I didn't know this was coming. Let's go! Now, I downloaded them all.
We celebrate with Tito Jackson?
Well, this is the Jacksons. It's not We Made It by Tito. I'd have been okay with that song, too. Although we spent a whole segment doing that yesterday.
1 million?
1 million downloads. Very proud.
Not surprised. We sweet, son.
Very proud. We had set out a goal at the beginning of the year in January. Can we hit 1 million downloads in the calendar year? And I just got the September numbers. I know we're 16 days into October, but I just got the September numbers, and we did indeed eclipse 1 million downloads. Play that again. That was funny. Do you have the 1 million thing? It's all about timing.
1 million
downloads.
That's so silly.
You're not going to participate in that?
I didn't know we had to do it.
He told us right before the segment started, and really? You acknowledged it when he said it.
He just talks.
Let's try it one more time.
1 million
downloads. I like when Channing goes along with something begrudgingly.
I ride with y'all. We're a team.
So anyway, we're really proud of that, and we appreciate everyone that subscribes to the podcast and downloads the podcast. And it gives me an opportunity, too, to mention that the radio.com app, and we always tell you, whatever app store you use, search radio.com. That's the app that we use. And download the app. And then when you're there, search Hockman and Crowder, subscribe to the podcast. Now, there's a whole new feature on radio.com. We talked about this briefly yesterday, but they have introduced like TiVo-like capabilities on the podcast. So you can pause, rewind, fast forward. So if you just enjoyed what we did there with the 1 million downloads when we celebrated it, you could literally on the radio.com app right now rewind it and listen to that again, and you'll be able to send that via social media, like a little clip if you wanted. So they've kind of changed the face of radio, Entercom has, and you got to download the radio.com app. Now, I'm under the impression, this is what I've been told, that only the ticket version of the app right now has the radio.com rewind feature. Yesterday, people were texting us that, no, that's not exactly the case, that you could actually use it on 560 The Joe. You're saying no, because that's what we were originally told. So if you go to, again, whatever your app store is, you download the radio.com app, and now you've got this radio.com rewind feature. But it's a game changer because you want to be able to, like, if something funny happens on TV, what do? You pause it. You call your wife in. You got to see this. Or if, you know, something that there's a great play in the NFL, NBA, I'll pause the TV and I'll call my son in and I'll have him watch it. And now you can do that on radio. Like if you have a radio interception you want to play for somebody.
I just didn't believe it, so I had to try it yesterday.
Oh, how's it work?
It's exactly what you say. You it's just put TiVo your little finger there. It's TiVo for radio. It's awesome.
It's a game changer. So, again, download the radio.com app, and on the tickets version, if you favorite the tickets version, you can use the radio.com rewind feature. But again, very proud to announce the Hockman and Crowder podcast has eclipsed 1 million downloads for 2019 so far. Again, Solana, 1 million downloads.
1 million
downloads. And now we want to have 5 million downloads this month. So you really have to spread the word. We won. Now I'm going for the gusto.
Man, you set the bar high, don't you?
1 million downloads.
That's
so anyway,
big time.
Thank you. But download the radio.com app if you don't yet have it. And search out the Hockman and Crowder podcast and subscribe to it. It's free, and we would appreciate it.
Bro, we get a gift card or something?
Someone tweeted at me, does that mean more money for you? No.
Nothing?
All we got out of it was that segment.
That's it? We could yell million?
That's what we get, that segment. Somebody,
Come on, man, a gift card's all I need.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, do you always say program like program on purpose? Is that an accent or a radio thing? What's the deal with that? Well, I have to explain it every time. But that means there's new listeners to the show, which I like, so I don't mind. It's homage to Howard Schnellenberger, the old Hurricanes and FAU coach, Louisville coach.
Yep.
He would say program
Very nice to have you here at the football program.
How long ago was that? Because he did the whole intro to the show.
Well, he did it years and years before then. Like, he always said program. That's just one of his things. So, in homage to program. And then the other thing that I do that annoys people is when we have, like on Friday, we'll have Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com on. He is a fantasy football guru. Mm-hmm. People always get annoyed by that. Why do you say guru, not guru? That's in homage to Howard Stern, who has said guru for a long time. So,
you got something else, too.
You say
WN.
Well, that's a great scene from Howard Stern movie. WNBC. WNBC.
A couple of weird ones.
You say, what was the word he tried to say earlier today? Do you have that? What's wait, play it again. Give me the whole sentence, though, that he was trying to say.
Every life deserves.
Whoa.
That was radio.com.
Expedited.
I like that one.
I'm celebrating our greatness here, not pointing out our flaws. Celebrating our greatness. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We have a ton of stuff to get to, and we only have 2 hours left, so I don't know how we're going to do it. By the way, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is going to join us around 5 o'clock, and he'll give us the latest on the Dolphins' decision to start Ryan Fitzpatrick over Josh Rosen on Sunday.
If y'all in the market for a new car, you got to get to Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Holler at my homeboy, Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership with an amazing lineup of cars and trucks. Y'all have been out on the road. You have seen these Chevys. I see y'all about to get in accidents trying to look at the Chevys. Go get in one. Go test drive one. Go take a nap in one. Eric's going to watch out for you. Lubac Road will save you thousands over any other dealership, not in the city, not in the state, but in the nation. And this dealership is where other dealers come and get their family's cars, get their spouse's cars, because Eric can hook them up better than they can hook themselves up. And Lubac Road is your Silverado headquarters. If you haven't seen these Silverados and you love pickup trucks, go check them out. You'll fall in love. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals year-round from my homeboy, Eric. Go see how a real dealership is supposed to be run. They have an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. The service is amazing. Their team wins awards, and the showroom is beautiful. Just go down there and see how it's really supposed to be done. They're conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, I drove my Suburban here today. They've hooked me up a number of times. I've sent dozens of people over there. Don't be surprised when Eric gives you the best price you have ever gotten for a car. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway, and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
New starting quarterbacks for the Dolphins and Hurricanes, essentially, although Nicole Josie Perry really started last week. But we'll talk about that next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.